A few factors are contributing to this spring's early river breakups, but primarily it's warmer than normal temperatures.
Throughout the state, the general trend has been a below average number of accumulated freezing degree days.
That's National Weather Service Alaska Pacific River Forecast Center hydrologist Crane Johnson in a recently posted statewide breakup forecast video. Johnson says the warmth has had an obvious effect on river ice.
Both thinner than normal and weaker than normal.
Not competent ice. It has no strength left to it.
National Weather Service hydrologist Karen Endress says river ice thicknesses averaged about 75% of normal coming out of the winter. Combined with above normal spring temperatures and generally below normal snowmelt runoff, early and uneventful mushouts are more the trend.
Not a lot of ice jams this year, much more of a thermal breakup.
Endress points to the Kuskokwim and Tanana rivers, where there have been record early and largely uneventful breakups, but she's cautious about predicting similar for the Yukon River.
We are not, at this point, expecting records like we have had for the Nenana Ice Classic and a few other rivers that have gone out exceptionally early, but we are expecting a fairly early breakup.
There's no evidence of anything going on currently.
Longtime Eagle resident and National Weather Service observer John Borg reported Friday that ice had yet to take on the darkened look it does before breaking up, but he suspected it to transition fairly soon.
I'm rather certain that it's going to break up before the 1st of May, but it all depends on how warm it starts getting during the day.
The earliest the Yukon River has gone out at Eagle is April 25th, and the median breakup date over the last 40 years is May 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.